You're tuned to the Rosie on the House show, where we're taking on all the myths about insulation with Thermal Advantage. Experience what others already know about their expertise.
The installation job was excellent. The house is quieter. I live behind a grocery store, and I don't hear the trucks anymore. The air conditioner cycles less, and the house is more comfortable throughout. It felt warmer all winter, and it is noticeably cooler this summer.
Call 1-888-ROSIE4U right now with your questions on insulation.
Time the topic just about perfect, it being the hottest weekend of the year so far in the great state of Arizona. We're interested in giving you the information you need to make your house more comfortable, more efficient, and less costly to live in comfortably. Right here at Rosie on the House, and we are humbled to say it. We are the number one listened to radio show in the great state of Arizona on Saturday mornings, and we take that achievement very seriously, making sure we only bring the best and most accurate information to all of you. Boy, Romy, we sure got a lot of feedback on our water show last week. Yes, we did.
And to that point,
yes,
we had 3 points.
We have three points. Yes,
they have to be certified by the Arizona Water Quality Industry.
Oh, yeah.
Don't buy into scare tactics.
Yes.
And make sure you're using a Rosie certified water treatment specialist.
Well, there's a lot of bad information out there.
To every question and comment we received, that answer was applicable. Was it certified by the Water Treatment Quality Association? Was it a scare tactic? Don't buy into them. And use a Rosie certified water treatment specialist.
Dennis Rodenberg here with Thermal Advantage. Dennis, the only industry that has more bad information out on the street than water treatment is your industry, the insulation industry.
Insulation, maybe solar also.
And maybe solar as well. That's true too. We're talking with Dennis here. He's a specialist in updating and upgrading and making old masonry homes comfortable. Really a very innovative application of insulation. We have to take one call here, just slightly off topic, from Paul in Tucson, and then we'll come back and revisit with several callers who want to know how you're going to insulate their block home.
Well, first off, with Marla with the attic question.
Oh,
she had the
pull down stairs in the breezeway. I don't believe she has to be concerned about that 2-foot by 4-foot piece of bat. Insulation should be going against conditioned airspace. The fact that she's insulating to an outdoor breezeway, I don't even think she needs to worry about it. Yes, Marla, leave the blanket off and allow a little bit of ventilation to go in there around the side of the doors. You'll be fine. The trap door of the pull-down ladder.
Sounds great. All right. Now, we have our two calls with specifically insulation questions, but like Dad said, we're going to take this does relate to insulation.
Yeah.
Paul in Tucson, good morning, sir.
Good morning. I got two quick questions. I'm looking for windows. Pella windows. They've got the vinyl, which they say is okay now, not the problems of yesteryear. And they got the wooden, which is like 2 to 3 times more, which is better.
Okay. Well, I believe the wood and the vinyl clad is better. I also agree with you that it is 2 to 3 times as expensive. On the topic of vinyl, if you're a regular listener of the show, you know I am not a fan of vinyl windows. But I will tell you what Pella does different that other vinyl window manufacturers don't do. There's actually a metal rib cage. There's actually a metal skeleton in that vinyl. And the vinyl really is more just decorative, as opposed to other manufacturers that try and use vinyl as the structural component of the windows. That doesn't work.
Absolutely a terrible idea down here. I mean, just today alone, you want to make sure it's steel reinforced because that'll hold the shape. And then just on top of that, they do things with Pella's vinyl that's going to make it last a lot longer. Number one, it has a lifetime warranty from a company that's been here for 85 years, so they're not going anywhere.
Yes, that's a good point.
Right. They're treated to resist fading and chalking because you'll get that with some vinyl. And it's they have a luxury vinyl, too. There's 60% more vinyl in it. It's called the 350 series. It's actually really nice. It's decorative, It's super thick, and it's just more vinyl, so it's going to be naturally stronger.
Okay, so we all agree that if you're going to go vinyl, go Pella. I'm still inclined not to go vinyl, and Pella hates that when I say that.
Well, I mean,
I love their fiberglass product.
That's what I always pushed.
Yeah.
I mean, there's not a better insulator than just natural wood,
yeah.
But obviously drive-by offense here, you can tell what that's going to do.
Yeah.
But I love the fiberglass. It's got that lifetime warranty on it. It's got a little bit of a texture to it. So from
yes.
the street, it actually
yeah.
looks like a wood window.
Yeah.
It's got a nice little bevel on it, so it's got a little bit, it's just a little prettier, too.
I think it's a good-looking window. Paul, anything else?
Does Pella do that fiberglass as well?
Yeah, they call it the Impervia line, and it comes in a tan, brown, and a white.
Yeah.
Okay, one more quick question.
Okay.
Water heater. I know it's at least 20 years old. Should I be worried?
Well, 20 years old is at the very outside edge. You know, don't look at it crossways. Don't curse it. Don't say any sour words to it, and just ignore it, and you may get a few more years out of it if you're the type that or is concerned, or if it's in an area that if it went out, you would incur some water damage. Then I would encourage you to get in touch with our Rosie Certified Plumber down there in Pima, Pinal County. And Pima County, that would be Woods Plumbing. So there you go, Paul. Hope we coached you through both those. 20 years is about as long as any water heater's ever going to last.
James in Phoenix, welcome to the program. Has a question about insulation as it relates to foam versus other types. James, good morning, sir.
This is Daryl.
Daryl.
Go ahead, Daryl.
All right.
I thought I heard it come on. Anyway, I've been interested in the foam block. I got a slump block home. I got a north-south exposure, so not so bad. Built a carport on the side that shades the whole block wall on the one side. But my biggest question about the insulation and filling the cells, I understand that. But what I don't understand is where am I going to gain any value by doing that when you got the three, continuous block that goes through, you know, on each side of the cell. So you got that transfer of heat all the way through the block and those three, I don't know how you'd say it. You know,
the webs.
The webs,
yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, okay. That is an excellent question. I'm going to turn it over to Dennis here of Thermal Advantage.
That's a very good question, Daryl. When we say that we give you five times the R value, the R value that we give you is about an R11, depending on the density of the block. And
right.
That's a tested average R value. So, yes, you will still have some conductivity through the webbing of the block, but the block wall that you have now, the R value is probably about a 2 or a 3. And if we inject our foam into it, it's an R11. So it's about five times what you have right now. And that's an average tested R value.
Across the webs. And we call those thermal bridges. I mean, that's
correct.
You're getting the conductivity
correct.
Through those. But if we just take a empty slump block wall, it's going to be about an R2. We foam inject it, that same wall with the web still in place is going to be up to about an R11. What most people don't realize, and what I like to tell people, that look, for every R value you can go up in windows and doors, insulation on the low end of the scale, going from an R1 to an R2, your return on investment will be exponential. Going from R2 to R4, your return will be exponential. When you're driving your R values up at the very low end of the scale, that's where you're going to see the biggest savings. Taking your exterior wall from an R11 to an R19, an R30, and R40, your returns drop off dramatically. So, Daryl, I couldn't encourage you more to try and gain that low-end R value gain by considering foam injecting your slump block walls. You're gonna love what it does to your quality of life.
We appreciate the call. 602-277-5827. 602-277-5827.
Hey, are we gonna we're gonna announce the staycation winner here, aren't we?
Okay.
Yes, we are.
Yeah. We're gonna draw this now. We started this campaign as a part of our Arizona Economic Recovery Plan, sponsored by Rosie Romero, Sanderson Ford, Arizona Highways, and the Office of Tourism.
We're drawing the fourth Saturday of every month. So entries for June ended on the 22nd. So anyone that's entered past that, you're now entered for the July drawing, which will be on the July 27th. And you can register every month. So if you didn't win, if your name isn't
Roger Erickson,
you can register now again for July's trip.
Have you talked to Roger?
I have. I spoke to him this morning, and he's from Strawberry, Arizona.
Hot dog.
Now, wait.
I thought maybe we'd just do a house trade.
If you live in Strawberry,
why would you want to leave?
That is a staycation.
I don't know. I'd like to go on to his place for
a
staycation.
He lives a year-round staycation.
That's right. But he wanted to go to the north rim of the Grand Canyon. Ooh. So we'll see what we can do. And his second choice was the south rim.
Okay.
He's going to the north canyon or the Grand Canyon one way or the other. Outstanding.
That's right.
Well, we've got our work cut out for us because he wants to do this in the fall.
Yes, it's probably kind of booked.
Trying to get a North Rim room reservation right now is going to be a challenge, but we're up to that challenge. Let's see what we can do for him.
Is his 2017 schedule open?
Yeah. That's the plan with the Rosie on the House Arizona staycation. You register for that on our website, rosieonthehouse.com. We draw a winner once a month. You get to pick where in Arizona you want to go. And Sanderson Ford provides you any one of the cars they have in their demo lot. And boy, they've got a lot of them back there. So you have a big choice of cars to pick from. You're going to be able to take that car for a few days. We're going to find out where you want to go. We're going to work with our friends at Arizona Highways and the Arizona Office of Tourism and see if we can't accommodate the lodging and the food for you. We're going to put a gas card into the car. So you basically get an Arizona vacation wherever you want. And more importantly, whenever you want. There are no blackout dates, and we set the whole thing up for you. It's just one of the fun ways that we have to interrelate with all of our fans and our listeners and our Arizona homeowners. It's just one more way we're endeavoring to become every Arizona homeowner's best friend. The other way we endeavor to do that is make sure you get great and accurate Arizona-focused information about your house, home, castle, or cabin. We're here on the hottest weekend of the year in 2013 talking about insulation with Dennis Rodenberg of Thermal Advantage. And it's live radio. Yes, it is. We're live radio. We've got the whole gang in here in the studio this morning just having an absolute blast. Roxy, Tinley, we're glad you're here. Thanks a million for coming. And y'all have a little staycation planned this weekend, right?
Yeah, right over here at the Point. It's like $100 for the night, and they've got a huge water park. So we're going to go jump in the water and hang out and go home tomorrow.
Hot diggity dog.